neither one of us really thought anything serious was going on.
There is a saying that when life smacks you down, get back up. But what do you do when you're down and you have no recollection of how you got there? Better yet, who you are or where you are? As we age, our bodies naturally deteriorate. So do our minds. It happens especially rapidly for some people.
This process has been going on silently in our brains for years and years and years. So by that time, the brain has already taken a number of hits.
Dr. Daniel Coffer is the director of UNC Memory Disorders Program. By training, Coffer is a cognitive behavioral neurologist. He specializes in higher cognitive functioning and behavior.
Certain types of memory problems where we forget things that happen, where we repeat ourselves, where we get lost in familiar areas, those are things that are not typical of normal aging. Those are more in line with the warning signs that we typically see with early Alzheimer's disease.
Alzheimer's disease is characterized by a decline in the ability to perform routine tasks, gradual memory loss, confusion, loss of language skills, and impaired judgment and planning. It is the most common cause of dementia.
Alzheimer's really isn't a single disease, and it's kind of a final common pathway where many different types of problems can contribute to what we call Alzheimer's disease. We know that general medical problems like hypertension and diabetes and obesity, that those are all things that can impair brain function and get us one step closer to getting the signs and symptoms of Alzheimer's.
Coffer, who is the co-director of the Carolina Alzheimer's Network, says that when identifying symptoms of Alzheimer's, many people liken it to getting older, or in some cases, just having too much on their plates. Jerry Scoggins, who was very successful in international sales, is now in a comatose-like stage of Alzheimer's.
He knows me. He knows I'm someone special. He holds my hands. And we walk, and that's all we do. We don't talk because there's very little words that come out. But a lot of times he just, once he sees me and we get our hugs, he just walks right on. So sometimes the connection is just a nanosecond.
Sue, Jerry's wife, quickly learned that Alzheimer's isn't just a disease that attacks the elderly. It can strike at any age. Jerry was just 51 years old when he was officially diagnosed, and between the ages of 49 and 50 was when he started displaying symptoms of early onset.
One day he had an appointment down in Miami at 10 o'clock in the morning, and at the time we lived in Raleigh, North Carolina. So he got up at 5:30 in the morning and headed out to the airport. He was going to catch the first flight, the first nonstop from Raleigh to Miami, and about 9:30 in the morning he called and he says, Sue? And I went, well, where are you? You're supposed to be in Miami.
Like most people, Sue thought Jerry was overwhelmed with his career and at one point thought he had attention deficit disorder.
He was so preoccupied with what he was doing. He's always been a very much of an overachiever. So it really would just turn into a typical marital spat. Well, it was a little stressful that year. Neither one of us really thought anything serious was going on. But I believe once we started going to the doctor, then he started, you know, really evaluating what was going on, like something must be wrong. And the first time he went to our internist at that point, they immediately said, you have early onset Alzheimer's. Just very matter of fact, that was not a very good day.
According to the North Carolina Division of Aging and Adult Services, North Carolina currently has over 170,000 older adults with Alzheimer's disease or other types of dementia. By 2030, the total number is projected to rise to over 300,000. Identifying Alzheimer's early on is very important because over the past 10 years, studies for potential therapies haven't proved beneficial. Dr. Coffer explains.
In order to really address this disease in a significant way, we're going to have to catch it very early on. The goal that we have set, we're a long way from that being a realistic possibility, but I think we are clearly starting to move in that direction.
Alzheimer's disease is the sixth leading cause of death for people all ages, according to the North Carolina Division of Aging and Adult Services, and the fifth leading cause for adults over 65.
His initial diagnosis was not Alzheimer's, it was frontal lobe dementia. The reason they thought it was frontal lobe dementia was because he lost his speech right away, and he could not put a sentence together, more than five words, he could not put it together. I remember going to bed that night, we were laying in bed, and he said, the first thing he said was, "How do you have a relationship with God when you've lost your mind?" So he was fully aware that he was going to lose his mind.
The North Carolina Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System Survey indicates that 28% of North Carolina residents are providing regular care or assistance to an older adult with a long-term illness or disability. 65-year-old Jerry now lives in a facility.
There are many days I would walk and just like scream while I was walking, crying out like, "God, how am I going to do this? I can't do this." It was just getting so all-consuming. He would never let me out of his sight. I mean, I couldn't take a shower. I couldn't walk upstairs or downstairs. He would follow right behind me as if we were tied together. I couldn't ever get away. And I had 2 days a week where I would have a companion come in just for a couple hours just to take him on a car ride so I could sort of collect my thoughts or even take a shower. Oh, what a novel thought. Or to go to a grocery store by myself.
The decision was one that Sue struggled with. After all, she had uprooted herself and Jerry from Raleigh and moved to Emerald Isle. Sue figured that the Crystal Coast would provide Jerry an opportunity to try to be at peace with himself, all the while thinking that keeping her husband active would stave off his deteriorating condition. Of the 14 years they have been living with the disease, for 12 of them, Sue was Jerry's primary caregiver. The warning signs of early onset Alzheimer's ranges from trouble understanding visual and spatial relationships to misplacing things and losing the ability to retrace steps. Dr. Coffer says not only is there not a cure for dementia, it definitely doesn't exist by itself.
There are many patients who have mini strokes or who have cerebrovascular disease that have cognitive symptoms that have a combination of Alzheimer's and cerebrovascular disease. And this kind of brings up the medical issue of why primary care doctors can play such an important role. There have been studies that shown that people can have changes of Alzheimer's disease in their brain but not show the clinical signs until or unless they also develop mini strokes or cerebrovascular lesions. And it's only with the addition, the combination of the mini strokes and the Alzheimer's changes that you see clinical symptoms.
The stages of Alzheimer's can take its toll on everyone involved. Sue started painting as an outlet and a blog, SueScoggins.com, detailing her journey. For more information on the early detection of Alzheimer's disease, visit publicradioeast.org. I'm L.C. Morris.